Welcome to the show.
Into Our Future.
Into Our Future is a podcast on the impacts of innovation on our lives. In short, demanding a better answer. Each week, we deliver concise, compelling, deductive, and unique analysis of current advancements in areas such as artificial intelligence, robotics, transhumanism, and of course, data collections. Across social standards, which now considers the questioning of innovational power as ludite behavior, we cannot blindly accept the answers given to us when it comes to innovation impacts on our cultures, our privacy, our security, our families, and our daily lives. In a recent article published in Bloomberg titled, Robots Are Catching Up to Humans in the Jobs Race, it showed that workforces are in the early stages of facing a harsh reality. Their income levels for work activities are declining as robotic and AI capabilities rise. Some estimates put 40% of the current workforce at risk of being displaced within the next two decades, just as post-governmental educational support post-high school decline. Meaning, as workforces need a boost, retraining, and with additional skills, the money being spent on skills relevancy contributing to national GDP is scheduled to decline 45% by 2021. Where will the living wage jobs come from in the U.S. if it continues to rack up trillion-dollar yearly deficits while decreasing worker investment, competitiveness, and value? Additionally, this podcast was recorded at a time where the doomsday clock was less than 2 minutes from global destruction, a time when climate change tears apart the fabric of society, environments, and generally the world in which humans inhabit. Can the ramifications of our innovation, that is, those that have powered the collective four major iterations of the Industrial Revolution, move us beyond where we are today? Or are those just ramifications that got us here to begin with? Are we indeed at the cusp of failures? Or can it be attributable to normal growing pains of a new innovative revolution? Our societies are conflicted due to the rise of nationalism and populism, especially within and across political dialogues. Innovations are giving individuals and groups greater voice to spread their messages, while individuals are providing differing viewpoints and are being able to deliver voices which were once restricted or ignored. Therefore, in stating the obvious, innovations are generally positive. But they can also be used to shame, ridicule, and malign those who merely disagree with us. Taken to the next level, the innovation tools of accessibility, illegally prying into personal information, assets, or even individual preferences is now a tactic to silence opposition. It happens at the individual level, at the group level, politically, and of course, by state-sponsored activists. We live in a world today marked by historical wealth gaps, where the top 10 billionaires control approximately half of the world's wealth, leaving the other 7.7 billion individuals to divide the remainder. The United States alone is now borrowing over $1 trillion a year to finance its spending needs, even during times of economic expansion. Its national debt is now upside down when compared to the annual GDP. The world is awash in questionable loans, and sovereign nations are becoming the actors who inflict damage on businesses and individuals, all to retain their standing or inflict harm on the other. The building blocks are in place for a comprehensive restructuring, even before factoring in massive innovation trends. It has been our innovations that afforded us the opportunity to do bad things to the other, even though the same tools, such as cyber defenses, global finances, artificial intelligence, civilian and military, can, if channeled correctly, be used to create a better society. There appears to be a shift from innovations doing good to those designed to shift actions negatively onto others, be it from spying, influencing, attacks, or outright terrorism. Today, we are outwardly addicted to our technology. We feed our addictions from commercials, targeted data streams to our personal devices in our possession, and even into our homes. The innovation demands reach into our bathrooms, our personal styling devices, our toilets, our water usage, and even our AI devices. In our world, we fight over terms, their meaning, the alternative facts, polarized truth, and seemingly endless political correctness. Our politicians and our affiliations stroke our baseline beliefs and instigate us to act on their behalf. Combined with our technology addictions, the politics of innovation are making those potential tools and ramifications of these emerging actors unknown and downright opaque. Highlighting the need for social underpinning at the time of great innovation is an article that appears in Forbes magazine entitled, Automation Will Dramatically Change the Workforce. It speaks to the rising likelihood that workers and their governments will have to deal with the rapid unemployment rises as innovation, such as AI, robotics, machine learning, make obsolete traditional living wage careers. Workers find themselves unable to find employment as their skills and education no longer have a place in domestic and global offerings. The chaos that will ensue will ensure a rapid tipping point, just as politicians today believe they know the economy because employment is at a 50-year low. Hence, if we embrace a world of innovations in all aspects of our lives, what should we expect in return with their implications beyond what is publicly advertised? Will trends such as the Internet of Things or IoT create a web of data and risk for those deploying them? Will the world by which innovation intelligence grows result in a city, such as those in China, where dwellers' actions, purchases, movements, and even conduct within their own homes are recorded, compiled, and analyzed, all to make, quote-unquote, a better society? Ramifications are, in the context between the covers, learning how to adjust positively to the impacts on current and future aspects of our lives, as an example, radio imaging, social media, financial management, and, of course, political discourse. Ramifications are not about burning down the house and starting from scratch. When it comes to innovation, it is nearly impossible to put the innovation back into the bottle and wiping everybody's mind from the experiences. In an era of frenzied nationalism and populism, it would be construed as fake or discriminatory, racist, sexist, illegal, or some combination of the aforementioned, even if we tried. In the end, this is an uncommon, controversial podcast intended to make you ask questions as you create and adapt to innovations, not to assume a luddite positioning. We are fast becoming beholden to the ramifications of our innovations. As individuals and within the societies we belong to, we cannot merely hope for the best when rising nationalism and populism trends, two topics deserving of their own podcast feeds, are creating negative consequences for nearly every innovation we seek to incorporate into our daily lives. As the human condition is about innovation, we cannot let others determine what is acceptable. As globally linked cultures, enterprises, and innovators, we should not forget that the most compelling rationale for why innovations will not cease or slow down or wait for us is that innovation is, and always will be, the great equalizer of nations. Moreover, innovation singularity is unlikely ever to stop. But if we do not account for the ramifications, the results could be negatively impacted for generations, or worse, our entire species. One final foundational block that needs curing as we move into the future podcast is, what is generally considered as singularity? We will adhere to a blended definition that knits together the ramifications of innovation singularity. It is a future point in time at which growth becomes uncontrollable and irreversible, resulting in unfathomable changes to human civilization. Consequently, either we, the collective we, understand the ramifications of our innovations, or we need to accept the consequences of ignoring them across every aspect of human existence. Indeed, singularity has been around since the Romans and Egyptians. However, today we are creating artificial beings, adjusting our genetics, compiling data on every person on the planet, and using all of these to change our species' existence. The pitfalls of using, relying upon, and integrating synthetic intelligence into our lives is that we have no model to gauge future impacts. We cannot merely hope for the best and plunge blindly into the abyss. So, the next time you hit subscribe, download an app, or share your personal information, ask yourself, where is all this heading? How can it be used to target my life? Who is responsible for ensuring that disclosures and cyber preying are not the norm? When will we be forced to understand the true ramifications of innovation singularity? I'd like to thank you for listening today, as I know you have thousands of podcasting choices. If you are interested in this topic, you can find a much deeper discussion in my latest book, The Ramifications of Innovation Singularity, available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and select independent bookstores. You can also find all four of my books on my author website at www.mpdangelo.com, along with links to video, my radio appearances, and my 16-year running innovation column. Look for the next podcast installment each week, and I always welcome subscribers who believe that innovation and the ramifications cannot be left to someone else. We have the power, and we need to exercise it. Even within our polarized cultures, we can lose our freedoms when we fail to challenge the norm and begin to ask questions. Never give up your right to have innovation earn your trust. Don't assume that they deserve it just because their marketing materials say you should. Take care. Have a great week.